Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Granger Smith Podcast. This is episode 231, and it's a special one for me because this is actually also live right now. And so thank you guys for tuning in live if you are. And we're trying out something. Ant-Man's actually sitting here in the studio with me right now. And we're trying something special because if we could start incorporating some live podcast into the normal recorded podcast, then we could start taking your questions live. And because that's what I do on this podcast, I answer your questions. In fact, if you want to email me, if you're listening later and you want to email me, just email podcast@grangersmith.com. If you're watching live, then you could comment, right, Ant? You could just comment away. This is opening up an opportunity, perhaps down the road, where we could actually do this at other places. We can go to theaters. We can go to any kind of auditorium or a convention center, right? And do this.
Yeah, totally.
So Ant-Man and I could do it. We could bring guests in, and I think this could be the beginning of something very special.
Yeah, and I'd encourage you to comment, because if you comment, we can throw your comments like Stinger PK.
Yeah, here we go. What's up, Stinger? And so we'll put your comment on the screen here live. Good morning, Jan. Thanks for being here. And other than this, other than all these cool features, this is not going to be any different than any other podcast. We're just going to read your questions, and we're going to talk about them as if we're sitting in the cab of a truck or sitting around a campfire. I don't always have the right answers, but I could at least walk through these questions as if you're a good friend of mine. So good morning, everyone. I see we got Alaska, we got Houston, we got Northern Minnesota. We've got Japan in the house live today. It is also worth saying that simultaneously right now, the Yee spring launch has now gone live. And so right here, I'm looking at my phone, and there it is, yeeyee.com. It's live. Ultimately, what I would want is for you to be having that open on your phone and this podcast open on your phone, and you're kind of listening to the podcast while you're shopping for your latest spring launch apparel from Yeeyee. Let's jump into this, Ant. The first question here. And once again, if you have a question, you could email me podcast@grangersmith.com, or you could actually comment on the live. First question comes from Jack. It says, "Hey, Granger, my name is Jack. I'm a freshman in college. I know I'm young, but the way I was raised, I just have an old soul." I've always yearned to marry young. However, I find it hard in this time to find a good, faithful, hard-working woman of God. I know this takes time and patience. I've been praying a lot and reading my Bible. However, sometimes I find myself doubting my patience and doubting it will pay off. Looking for some advice on patience and your thoughts on finding a good, faithful woman today as a young man. Thanks for your consideration. Love your podcast and your music. All right. What's up, Jack? Thanks for the question, brother. You're a freshman in college. I'm assuming 18, 19 years old, maybe 20. The thing is, first of all, I need to say, if you're a friend of mine, it puts you in a little bit of a predicament, almost a danger situation, if you are saying that you are the kind of person that will want to marry young, because that automatically opens the door to you're just going to settle because you have established your identity as the kind of person that marries young without having the person that you're going to marry ready. And I think that's a problem. And if you're a friend of mine, we're sitting in the cab of a truck, I'd say, Jack, pump the brakes a little bit, hold your horses. You are saying you're doubting your own patience. You're a man of God. First of all, I do need to say, prayer would be something that's going to help build your patience. And so it's, you know, every day in your prayer, it's like, God, build my patience. But you have to be careful with that prayer, because when you start praying for patience, that means God puts things in your life that you have to wait for, because how else would you learn it? So you don't say, God, teach me patience, and he gives you things that you wanted. Like, that would be self-defeating. A good father would not do that. If my son Lincoln said, Dad, will you show me patience? I'd say, all right, let's go out and we're going to go fish at a place that has very little fish. That's going to teach you patience. And so, speaking of fish, Jack, an analogy I always like to look at and think about when you're talking about finding a wife. So after all that said, if you're looking for, like you said, you're having trouble finding a faithful, hardworking woman of God, I would say, if you're having trouble with that, you might want to consider you're fishing in the wrong pond. And this happens all the time. You go, and first of all, you might not even be fishing. You might not even have a line in the water, right? So you're sitting on your couch playing video games. Maybe you're reading your Bible. You're eating chicken nuggets and you're going, where are all the faithful, hardworking women of God? It's like, you don't even have a line in the water to catch a single fish. So think about, what are the ponds that you would fish for that kind of catch? Where would you go to find a good, faithful, hardworking woman of God? Where would you go? Just logically, I want you to think through that kind of thing, Jack. And I think the first thing all of us would think about is, you're going to go to a good, faithful, Bible-preaching church with a lot of different demographic there. You got some old people, you got some young people, you got some babies, you got some fresh out of college kids, you got some young couples. You got a good variety, and I'd say that's a pretty good pond to be fishing. Yeah. Next question comes from Mary. And by the way, we are live, so if you have a question, keep them coming. And I appreciate all you guys. My email is podcast@graindersmith.com. And you could also just comment right here on the live. We might do this soon in the future. We're working out trying to get some better cameras in here. Right now, we're just working off the laptop camera. But we do have Ant-Man graciously giving us this time. He produces this podcast. He also produces After Midnight with me. Next question from Mary says, hello, Granger. I want to say thank you for all the Smith videos. I recently found out about you, and I've enjoyed many of the podcasts by Granger, Arise with Amber, and I've gone back to the beginning of the Smiths, and I'm working my way through them. They're all so inspiring. I also really enjoyed the Anniversary in Europe episodes of the Smiths. One thing that I find myself looking at and trying to figure out is that big tattoo on Granger's upper arm with the Roman numerals. Could you explain? Keep sharing your videos. It's amazing the work God has done in your lives and how he is using you to bless others. Well, I think most people that are watching the live right now could probably answer that. I know Jan, who's watching right now, could answer. What is that tattoo with the Roman numerals on my upper arm, and it is my kids' birthdays. So there's four Roman numerals, and it is London, Lincoln, River, and Maverick. I thought it was going to be three when I thought I had my life planned out, and ended up needing space for one more little caboose, Maverick. And hey, and don't put it past me that I'm not going to sit here again and tell you that now that tattoo is complete. You never know. Could be an adoption in the future. I think biologically we're done, but I'm smart enough now at least to say I no longer decide when things in my life are finished or not.
That's smart, because it goes to, like, you know, the last question. They tend to put God in a box when we start off, like, and you don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Because you're like, so I'm going to get married young. You just said, God, here's my parameters.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, that's good. And so
same with this, same with your tattoos.
Jack, take that tattoo advice that I have learned. It took me a long time, but what Ant-Man's saying is, when you go to God and you go, hey, God, I'm a young soul. I'm a young man with an old soul, and I'm the kind of person that marries young. Where is the hardworking woman? You just told God who you think you are to him who created you.
Yeah.
And it gets a little shady there. So
here's a question that we had come in comments before we take a break here. Kind of goes along with this one.
Michelle. All right. So Michelle says, good morning from upstate New York. How many more videos of your Israel trip are coming? I've been so blessed by the 8 that have been seen so far. So we have one more video that's on site there that makes 9. And so that'll be our last day in Israel, and that'll be coming out, Lord willing, Tuesday. Paul has been working so hard to get these put out, and I've been very happy with these Israel videos. I left that 9th video. I ended it talking with Amber a little bit about what we saw and kind of thinking about the last 11 days. But I left it open-ended because I wanted to come back home and really be able to unpack it all in my mind. And so, Michelle, there will be 10, but the 10th one will be Amber and I sitting here, which I have not filmed yet. We'll be sitting here in the house looking back and thinking about all the comments that came in, all the hate. I got so much hate on not only the Smith videos, really? But mainly on my Instagram post when I said we went to Israel. An unbelievable amount of hate.
Wow.
A lot of it I had to hide on Instagram because it was very hurtful. So I might be able to walk through a little bit of that too. So that's a long way of saying 10 videos. And so Tuesday and Thursday of next week, we'll wrap this thing up, and then we'll go back to normal scheduled Smith videos, which I haven't filmed in a long time. I've been taking a little break. So I'll be able to get into that and then talk about this, this book coming out, Up Toward the Light, on April the 2nd. And Yee Yee Day, we'll start talking about that. So yeah, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. on demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
A long time ago when I started Grangersmith.com, I think an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. And now here we are with not only Grangersmith.com, but yeeyee.com, and selling is what we do. But now it's become so easy, and that's all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from your launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to, man, did we just hit a whole bunch of orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or outdoor apparel like we do at YeeYee, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever or whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. And I know this sounds fancy, but what they do is they turn your browsers into buyers. And that's because they have the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. That's really good. You could sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic. That is your AI-powered all-star. Listen, I don't like to do this kind of stuff. I don't like to get technical and in the weeds. I'm not a graphic designer or a code writer. So that's why Shopify comes in, allows me to be creative with the actual apparel or whatever we're selling at YeeYee. And I don't have to worry about the technical aspect of actually people clicking and taking their credit card and selling through that platform. I don't have to worry about it at all, because Shopify has got me covered. In fact, they have most people covered. 10% of all e-commerce platforms in the entire U.S. use Shopify. Outside of the U.S., it's also just in a measly 175 countries. That is crazy. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success at every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Grainger, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Grainger right now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Grainger. If you want to get a hold of me for any reason, a lot of you guys know, go to cameo.com/Granger Smith and I'll make a video for you. It could be like happy birthday. I'll sit here and use my phone and record happy anniversary, whatever like that. It's a really easy way to get a hold of me. And then I need to tell you guys that right now, as we speak, is the spring launch at YeeYee Apparel. Go to YeeYee.com and there's all kinds of cool things. I like how this live is coinciding with that. So let's interact right here. We've got Lori. She says, I love your podcast. It makes my Mondays better. So that brings up a good point that this will actually be posted on Monday like normal. So you guys are getting a special sneak peek of what Monday's podcast is going to be. Tanya, good morning to all the YeeYee family and friends. Appreciate you. Timothy says, do you ever see Butch and Bull and how are they doing? Great question, Timothy. I talk to Bull quite a bit. He is out working for the company that bought Wildflower in Montana. So he's out running with a bunch of different bands. Cool. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
So he sees those buses. He actually
he
purposely
everything about them too.
He purposely doesn't drive Wildflower because he's sick of her. But I don't talk to Butch, regrettably. I need to talk to Butch, but he worked for the same company.
Oh, does he? Oh,
he cool. He took like 3 months off where he didn't talk to anybody. So Yigi Life is asking who's got their Yigi spring launch orders in. Yeah. So comment below if you have something on the spring launch. And, I would love, I mean, like if this was me and I was just a consumer here, I would have this podcast going in the background while I'm shopping for something on the spring
Perfect
launch.
Companion.
Yeah, it's a good companion. Okay, Margie says, question, I just moved to Dryersburg, Tennessee area looking for a new church. I know you have been everywhere and was wondering if you knew of a good church in this area. I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know where Dryersburg, Tennessee is. I know a couple great churches in Nashville, but I would say this, email takeandreadpodcast@gmail.com. And that is Chad Warren. And he is happy to field any of these questions. In fact, let me make sure that I said that right. Take and read. Yeah. Take and read podcast@gmail.com. That is Chad. Take and read and just say, hey, I was listening to Granger's podcast and he said you would know of a good church in Dryersburg, Tennessee. Now let's get back to our questions here. This comes from Anonymous. Oh, we got another one. Michelle, you want to put that up? Michelle from Denton. She already got her Yigi apparel for the spring launch. Awesome, Michelle. Question comes from Anonymous here. Hey, Granger, I'm 14 years old. I've been listening to the podcast for over a year now. I've been having concerns about what I'm going to do after high school, mainly because I want to either be a fire watcher or a truck driver, but both of these jobs consist of long periods of isolation. I want to get married and have kids one day. I'm not sure how I could do that with these two professions. And then he goes on to say, I'm stumped right now and any advice would help me. And I mean, what is fire watcher? What's a fire watcher?
When I read that email, I thought the same thing, but he said it so confidently in the email. It wasn't like a misspelling or something like that. That
yeah.
I was like, oh, that's a specific job. Is it like maybe when they're burning brush or doing controlled burns?
Does somebody comment below if you know what fire watcher is?
Your guess is as good as mine on that.
I'm not totally sure, but I'm assuming it's something where you need to go on 24 on, 24 off, 72 on, something like that, where it's similar to a firefighter where you're living in a station and he's going to be away. So Anonymous, it's interesting. This is similar to Jack's question earlier where you are giving parameters to God. Did you get an answer? Mm-hmm. Firewatcher is someone on a lookout tower that watches for fires. Thanks, Jeremiah. Man, this live podcast is awesome.
Instant.
A good instant answers. Jeremiah, you're the man. Okay. So it's similar to a firefighter living in a location where he's watching. So to Anonymous, you're giving these parameters to God. You're going, hey, God, I don't know how this is going to work because my identity is a firefighter or a truck driver, fire watcher. And I'm also, I don't know how that's going to work with my future life that hasn't happened yet with my future wife and kids that I haven't met yet. I'm not sure how this works. And so you're really, my counsel to you, Anonymous, is that you are in a time right now. This is the only time, if Lord willing, you do get this family. This is the time right now to be the truck driver, to be the fire watcher. And you committing to that. So you commit to a company, a truck driving company, and you go out and you say, look, I'm going to give you all my time right now because I could drive and I'm going to get my permit and I don't have a family, I don't have kids, so I'm ready to go out on the road. That's something you might not be able to offer in the future. So do it now when you still have a chance. And then when you meet the wife, Lord willing, if you do, then you go, hey, I'm going to, now that I've seen what the road's like, that's out of my system. I don't want to be a truck driver anymore. Or you go, you know what? I love trucking so much that now I'm going to take my wife with me and she's going to co-drive with me. And I think we're going to see the country together. So my point is, I don't know the answer and you don't either until you commit to something. So follow that right now, because the only thing you can do, since you don't have a wife and family, is do the fire watcher or truck gig right now. It's not going to hurt anything. And then you'll know that really the point of this podcast, it's not for me to ever give you right answers. It's for me to help you think through. Like, let's think together so that we could learn to critically think with a biblical worldview through these you know, common questions. We move on, Ant? Should we move on to Madison here?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see what Madison
says. Madison says, "Hey, Granger, my husband and I run our own business, and it is physically demanding. 7 days a week and long hours. We've worked over 12 years and have made a lot of sacrifices to get here. My husband is my rock and an amazing dad. He works so hard, yet still takes time for our kids. He is so solid most of the time, but when he has a bad day, he shuts me out, won't hardly talk. So I guess selfishly, I tend to get upset because I'm worried about him and I want to fix it. His hard days are always work-related burnout. Wondering why we're even doing this, physically and mentally drained. On a side note, we've both grown up in Christian families, his Mormon and mine Lutheran. We've both struggled with faith, feeling like it was an image thing and struggling to understand the point of the messages most times. It's so hard to sacrifice working to sit in church and not get much from it. So two questions for you. Number one, how do I handle or support my husband on his bad, stressed out days? Number two, how do you know if it's time to essentially throw away everything you've worked and dreamed of for doing something else? Our work does allow us to live in a beautiful place and raise our kids the way we want to, but I desire to have a stronger relationship with God. I feel so very lost and confused. Any insight would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Madison." Well, this question is totally loaded, and there's so much in this question. I mean, really, we could divide this question to like four parts, and it could be literally its own episode. And Madison, I appreciate your vulnerability, and I appreciate you opening up on something that's probably difficult for you to discuss, because you have this life that you've built in a beautiful place, raising your kids, as you say, the way we want to. But you have this pull, this desire, this something's not right. Something is tearing you apart on the inside. You can't quite settle it. It's like, I don't understand why I have everything I want in the place I wanted to have it. I've got the husband. Yeah, he has good and bad days. I've got the kids. Yeah, it could be a struggle. But for the most part, this is what I signed up for. And yet, I don't feel content. And I'm not sure what it is, right? So that's what I want to talk about. I want to dig into that feeling. Madison, I want to talk about why you might be having that feeling. And number one, right off the bat, you're not going to be able to work 7 days a week, long hours, and then have time for God and go, oh, that's enough. I feel rest. I feel peace with God. I feel like my faith is growing. And yet I work 7 days a week, long hours. That's absolutely impossible, no matter who you are and no matter what denomination you are, okay? No matter how you worship, that's a fact. And then the other like glaring thing we have to clarify here is you being Lutheran and your husband being Mormon, those are not two different denominations that actually can work together. And I have so many LDS friends that I love. I actually have a lot of Lutheran friends that I dearly love. But those two are not denominations. In fact, Lutherans are, but the LDS Church is a separate religion. And listen, I love the LDS Church. I have so many friends. I've spent so much time. The elders here in Georgetown are over at Amber and I's house, Amber in my house, quite a bit. So I understand. I have a Book of Mormon. I understand the doctrine, but we need to understand that they are. They're not inherently Christian, even though they say they are. And I say that with love, and I say this to my Mormon friends. A Christian, inherently an Orthodox Christian, is believing that Jesus is the Son of God and the second person of the Trinity. And if you don't affirm that, then inherently you're not what we define as Christian. And that's going to be a big problem when you're in church and you're saying, I'm not getting anything out of it. And your husband's going, I'm not either. And there's this glaring elephant in the room that we're talking about a different God altogether. Now, this is a deep, deep conversation, and I would be happy to get into the nuts and bolts of this, of what I mean here. And I promise you, I'm not misunderstood. I'm not missing something. I'm not misinformed. I haven't been taught wrong. I've studied a lot about this, and so with all due respect, Madison, you're not. It's not going to work this way. It's just not going to work this way. Especially if you are saying, you know, I'm so busy with work. I have long hours at work, and I'm kind of wondering if I should go to church at all because I'm not getting anything out of it, and I would rather spend that time working more. You know, like that mentality is crushing you. And if you don't recognize that this is crushing you right now, if you don't recognize that your spiritual disciplines are completely out of shape, out of whack, then I would go so far to say, I don't think you're Christian. I think you might just say you are. And those of y'all that know me know that this is something I preach from the heart all the time. People that say they're Christians because of a heritage or a culture or because it's the right thing to do or because that's what you were raised to say and that's what people around you say. But when you go to the Bible and you actually start reading what it means to be a disciple, a follower of Jesus, you go, oh, I don't think that's me, especially the me that works 7 days a week, long hours, and has a husband from a different faith. Now, there is redemption in all of this for both you and your husband, and neither one of y'all are in a worse position than the other, from what it sounds like. But there is redemption, and there is hope, and there's restoration, there's healing in all of this. But it will start with you emailing takeandreadpodcast@gmail.com, talking to Chad and saying, hey, we need a good Bible-believing church in our area. Let Chad do the work and say, hey, here's the church. Go to that church, both of you together, and watch the Holy Spirit do his work.
Let's take a break real quick.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com, the lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com. Where America goes to hire.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, welcome back. And this is a new format for us, episode 231, but we're also running live. So if you're listening later, because we're going to post this on Monday, like always, if you're listening later, just know that we also recorded this live on the Friday before. And to Margie Brown, she says, I sent Chad an email. Thanks again.
Already. That's awesome.
You know, Aunt, you, well, let's talk about Anna here. She says, good morning, blessings from Dominican Republic. That's so cool. Thank you, Ann Mendoza. Aunt said something really interesting when we took that break, and I wish you would have said it on the air, and so I'm going to make you say it on the air. But to my, what we call what I did, we would call that a rebuke. And if you took that rebuke as offensive, Madison, right, what'd you say?
If your immediate response is being offended, that might be your first sign that what Granger just said to you is true. Because if right now, if Granger, you looked at me and said, Aunt, I don't think you're a Christian. First, I'd go, why? We'd talk about it. And I'd be like, but you don't know what I have. There's been a conversation. There's been many, many conversations between me and Christ. And I have accepted, and you go through, it's not,
yeah.
There's a defense that pops up and that's not offended.
Yes.
No, Granger, I actually have. I've accepted. Now, I might be wrong in this situation. That might be true.
Yeah.
Let's work through that. But it doesn't mean I'm not saved.
Yeah.
And
right. And so that's the same for me. I'm open to rebuke as well from anybody, including the comments right now. If you're like, hey, Granger, you're wrong. If my first response to you're wrong is offense, yeah, and I'm mad,
yeah,
then that's a huge red flag. Instead, I should say, huh, let's dig into this.
Yeah.
Because if you say I'm wrong, then I actually want to figure this out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You guys are amazing.
This one's cool.
Paul is actually watching. He said, this is awesome. Great work, team. So Paul is the one that edits all the podcasts, yeah, and the Smiths and everything else, and he's just crushes it. So, Paul, we love you, man. In fact, all of Yee Yee Nation loves you. They have loved your work for so many years with us. And even Katrina from Australia loves Paul because she wouldn't even know about us if it weren't from Paul editing all these videos.
Absolutely.
Elizabeth says, this is such a great Friday watching a live. My son wants to play football with Lincoln someday. That's really great. And Bruce says, just saying, Yee Yee from Michigan. We're getting some snow this morning. Been listening since 2020, and I've really enjoyed what God has done in you. Appreciate you, Bruce. Thank you, man. Mason says, is there any must-stop places near Georgetown when I'm there for Yee Yee Day? Well, that's cool. So we talked about this on the Yee Yee Apparel Live a few days ago. Actually, was that? Oh, 2 days ago. We talked about the Red Poppy Fest is going on in Georgetown.
At the same time.
So
oh, wow,
people that come in from out of state to go to Yee Yee Day on April 26th could make a weekend of it and go to downtown Georgetown. They're going to be having Red Poppy Fest. Easton Corbin's playing. It's a free concert. It's a free event. So you get to walk around in the square. You kind of see our little town.
If you've watched the Israel videos, you'll know something special about Red Poppy Fest in Georgetown.
That's right.
And how about, I don't want to give it away. Why don't you just go watch the Israel videos?
Yeah. That was episode 7, I believe.
Yes. Yeah.
It was the David, no, and Goliath.
Six.
David and Goliath.
That was 6.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. So, yeah, that's a good question, y'all. Should we jump into another?
Go for it.
Okay. This comes from Mary. And Mary says, I just want to say how much I've appreciated your book, Like a River. It spoke volumes to my heart. I'm going to order your book, your other book also, as I love the tree scenario you told in Like a River. Love the Smiths, Arise, and your podcast. Two questions. Number one, do you think you'll ever record a gospel album? And number two, where did the name Wildflower come from? So yeah, I'll answer number one. Number one, I will never record a gospel album ever in my life. And if you know anything about what I've been saying this whole podcast is, I am way past the kind of person that begins to conclude that my life has definitives. In fact, Star Wars, for any Star Wars fans, only a Sith speaks in absolutes. I always tell Lincoln that. That's awesome. He's like, I never want to do that, Dad. I'm like, only a Sith speaks in absolutes.
And this is the only place you can get quoted Bible scripture and quoted movie.
Scenes. Star Wars quotes. You know, I think me recording a gospel album is definitely on the table. It's not like I'm not currently working on it, but I am currently thinking about it. And Marshall and I have talked a lot about it, my pastor. And I think that's absolutely something that you might see from me one day, but it would be probably in a way that you don't expect it. And it would probably be in a way of reviving some old hymns that are not as much talked about anymore. But the lyrics are amazing, and I bring them back in a new way.
Will Earl be on that?
Maybe Earl will sing
the next
him.
Question.
We need to get Earl saved, right? That's what Marv always tells me. We need to get Earl saved. And then the name Wildflower, there's nothing special from that. I actually didn't name that bus. And just like a ship, although I don't believe in luck, you guys know I don't believe in luck. You're not supposed to, it'd be bad luck to rename a ship or an airplane. Or evidently a tour bus as well. So when the bus is bought, it's brand new, that person that buys it brand new, and I believe this is the same with the ship, that first owner names it. Or the same with an airplane or a boat, that first owner names it. And then when you sell it, that name needs to go with it, and the second owner should never change it. That'd be bad. So Wildflower came from, who's the guy, Ant, that sings Picking Wildflowers? Anderson.
Yep. That's what I've got in my head too.
Keith Anderson. He had that song, Picking Wildflowers. That was his bus. He bought it brand new and probably went into extreme debt by buying a brand new bus like Wildflower. And then I got it for about a tenth of the price that he probably paid for it brand new. So that's where it came from.
We got a question here.
Wait, that's not done. It says one more thing. I missed it. It had to scroll down. It says one more thing. The feet of your little boys, Riv and Mav, must be as tough as shoe leather. I cringe as they run through sticks and rocks. LOL. All right, what are you going to say?
We got a question here coming on our comments. And remember, you can just drop a comment with your question, and we'll throw it up here.
Yee Life is still on here. That's so cool. I thought those guys would be busier than this, but Chris says here, he says, hello, the past 3 years, I've had a big life change, and I've been leaning on a higher power and seeing a positive in morning and nightly prayer, but struggling to learning more in religion. Any help? Yeah, man, Chris. First of all, I want to say it's really cool to answer a question when I know you're actually listening right now.
In a moment.
Because in 230 episodes of doing this, I've always wondered, is the person listening to me right now? Because they wrote this email at another time. And Chris, I know you're listening to me right now. And I would say this. If you believe that there is a higher power and a higher religion that you could pray to, then you would expect that higher power, if you're praying anonymously into the sky, he's not listening to you. Let me say that with as much clarity as I can. If you're praying to a sky god in the sky with a big beard sitting on a cloud, the old man upstairs, and you're throwing up a prayer saying, if you're up there, old man that I don't know, anonymous sky daddy, high power, will you answer me? He's not listening to you. And I say that with so much respect. And what I mean by that is I don't mean to say, get out of here, Chris. What I mean to say is, buddy, I want you to know that there's so much more, and that there is a personal God, an intimate God that's also creator, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, sovereign over everything, providential over all the outer realms of the universe. And he seeks to have an intimate relationship with you. And his name is Jesus. It is not higher power or head of all, you know, the president of the religion association. It is Jesus. There is one, and he is listening to you and your specificity to him. So how do you know? How do I know this? Well, go to chat, Pat, take and read podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
He's going to get flooded with emails. Where did all these emails come from? What happened?
I would say, Chris, go to one of my sermons. Jan could help you. Jan watches all the sermons. She could help you in this chat here. If anyone could suggest to Chad, maybe I could use you guys, suggest to Chad a sermon that I have done in the past that speaks to who God is and why it's important to know who he is specifically instead of a higher power, which is what AA teaches. Alcoholics Anonymous teaches higher power, spirituality, king of religions type thing.
There's Chad's email. Is that right?
Yeah, there it is right there. So Chad will help you with this question. He'll also help you find a good local church in your area. Knowing who God is, I'll say this last thing, knowing who God is revealed. He has revealed who he is in the Bible. So you can't really know who he is outside of, when in fact, that's for sure. You cannot know who he is outside of the Bible at all. And so whether that's a Bible, somebody's preaching it to you, or you're hearing a sermon with Bible, or you're reading it, or you're listening to it yourself, but there is no way to know who he is other than the way he has already revealed himself in his word. Should we move to another one? This is so fun, guys, doing this live right now. And this will release on Monday like a normal podcast, but this is going coincided right now with the Yee Yee Apparel spring launch. So if you go to yeeyee.com right now, we've got all kinds of new stuff out there on the spring launch. And I hope that you have this running in the background while you're finding your favorite item, and comment here if you actually have something from the spring launch that you love.
You want to do an email or you want to do a comment?
I'll let you make that decision. I got an email ready to go.
Here's a comment. Is a lot. You said you like the lives.
Yeah. Another Chris says, my fiance and I are getting married on April 13th, 2024. Any advice you can give us? And also to me to be a great husband. I'm nervous and scared that I'm going to mess something up somehow. Thanks again. Love from Indiana. All right. April 13th. That is, it's coming up quick. Okay. So it goes without saying that to give you random 30-second advice on how to be a great husband is nearly impossible. But it is also impossible to be a godly husband without treasuring Christ as your identity. So let me say this in the easiest way possible. It's impossible to really understand marriage unless you're in a relationship with the one who invented marriage himself. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to be able to know what to do with your heart without consulting the one that created your heart. And that's just the simplest way to say it. Chris, if you seek God, you seek Christ, the originator of marriage, then going to him on how to be that godly husband, that great husband. And you could find, as he's revealed in his word, once again, saying this twice in a row, as you find how he has revealed marriage and godly husbands in his word, you follow that. You listen to where the Bible talks about a godly husband, you follow that. Peter's a great example. Peter's letters talks about being a godly husband. You follow that to a T, you won't mess this up. and there's nothing to be nervous about. You get outside of that, you're in no man's land. You agree with that, Ant?
Agree. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can get married, but you're asking about a successful marriage and how to have a long-lasting marriage, and you absolutely have to know the source.
Yeah. Yep. Let's go to this email here. We have time for an email, or you want to take a break?
No,
let's be good. Yeah. Adriana says, "Hey, Granger, my fiance and I are getting married this August." Here we go. Both of us are 20, or we're both 21. He'll be 22 by then. So in this day and age standards, we're still pretty young to be getting married. My question is, how can we as a young Christian couple prepare for our marriage aside from taking premarital counseling that we are doing with my pastor? Additionally, what's some advice you could give? Wow, this is like the same question twice in a row. Thank you so much. Love the podcast. Yee-yee. P.S. Do you do private concerts? It would be so awesome to have you at my wedding. I cannot promise that, Adriana. But I could tell you that I think it's incredible that you're doing this premarital counseling with your pastor. There's all kinds of premarital counseling out there. But you want to do it with the one who will be walking with you through the marriage itself. And that's why people say, "Granger, can you marry us? Granger, can you baptize us?" I'm like, I don't think that's helpful, because I don't get to walk with you in life and affirm and be there in the struggles and be there in the joys. So having your local pastor, which if you don't have one, great time to start at the beginning of a marriage or this time of year. And then he gets to walk through years and babies and other babies, Lord willing, and marital problems that will arise. He gets to walk through that with the other elders. And that way, you don't have to do this alone. You could do it as you're being affirmed with the local body as the way it was intended. You get to walk as a community. So instead, it's like, "Granger, I don't know. I'm going to do all by myself out here." I'm saying you don't have to do it by yourself. Well, what do you think, Ant?
About time to wrap it up, isn't it?
Yeah, because that's all the emails I have.
There's a couple of comments here.
Let's hit a couple more comments from Lindsay. Says, "Hey, Granger, this is Lindsay. I love this, all of your songs, and I can't wait for your new book. I can't wait to hear it." Thank you, Lindsay, so much. That's amazing. I love that we're getting to chat live. Donita says, "Morning, Granger and Ant-Man. I'm watching from a wet and rainy western Arkansas."
You're getting what we got last night.
Yeah. Yeah, I love me some western Arkansas. So beautiful out there. Chad said, "When can I go to Israel with you guys? It looks like an amazing group. And I love seeing the personalities and zeal of the driver and your guide friend."
He's awesome.
Yeah, talking about Travis. I saw someone comment, I think it was on the Smiths, that said we should do a Yee Nation Israel trip.
Oh, yeah.
That would be pretty great.
Imagine yelling across from the Mount of Olives somewhere else, yelling Yee, hearing it
back.
Yeah.
That would be good. Well, you guys have been amazing. Tim says, "Really enjoyed Moonrise. Do you plan on doing any more movies?" You know, Tyler, he gets scripts occasionally. It's a matter of getting the right script and the right time for me. So, not sure. I appreciate the encouragement. Jade says, "My favorite thing in the spring launch is the tank and tumbler cup." That's cool. I think my favorite is that tan or that like cream colored bass shirt that Tyler made. Marcus says, "Great Star Wars." Yeah, this is cool. If you guys are encouraged by this live podcast, then we'll do more. And like I said, I think the goal is to build this into where we could actually do it in front of a live audience.
Oh, yeah.
And travel and do a little tour. And we could do this. And we're like taking live questions and we have a live audience at the same time.
The first question is, where do you want to go first?
Yeah, well, maybe these commenters can help me. I would say... We probably, Amber's on here, the Smiths. Yeah, great marriage advice, babe. I think the Midwest is, I always think like, Lincoln, Nebraska, Kansas City is a good hub because it allows everyone to come in to a middle spot. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming from the West Coast or the East Coast, you come to Kansas City. It's a good airport town. Speaking of airport towns, I'm about to take off here just in a little bit. Chris is coming to pick me up and we're heading to Colorado Springs today. We're going to be at the Ignite Youth Conference. in the morning at Colorado Springs. And so I also want to encourage you guys to check out yeeyee.com, the spring launch. If I haven't said that enough, we're so passionate about yeeyee, and I love the spring gear, and I'm so excited to come to yeeyee day and see people at yeeyee day. You know, they get to experience it all for the very first time. We have a mud bog, which I'm just so pumped about, man. The other day we had a meeting about yeeyee day at the farm. We all got it. All of us, the whole team got in there around the big TV, and Brian Kimball has the computer, the laptop, and he's going through applications of the trucks that have applied for the mud bog. Wow. And he'd go boom, and he put it up on the screen, and we're like,
you get a picture of the truck.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then you go in the next one. Next one. Yeah. I mean, we are literally cheering for the trucks that will be showing up to yeeyee day on these trailers and competing in the mud bog. It's going to be so fun.
That's really, and inspired by Mav.
Inspired all by Mav. I remember sitting there with Maverick watching these mud bogs because he loves to watch tractors and trucks in the mud. Imagine that. That's just like, it's in his DNA. And he's watching this mud bog, and I was like, we should do this at yeeyee day. Like, enough of this, you know, doing donuts in the field. We should actually do a competition. So that's where all this came from. So
super. I'm putting my request in now for pro wrestling at next year's yeeyee day.
So Ant-Man, if y'all don't know, is a biggest wrestling fan that I've ever known. He actually hosts a podcast called Wrestle Chat.
Yeah.
And he is slowly infiltrating pro wrestling into
Did you watch it at all?
I mean, I had like the Nintendo Entertainment System wrestling game. So that got everybody into it a little bit. And then, of course, we had like Hulk Hogan and those guys back in the day.
I'm just thinking, what goes better on yeeyee day than mud bogging and pro wrestling?
I'm down.
Right. I'm down. Tyler, Parker, if either one of you are watching right now. Maybe they just turned it off when I said that.
I'm totally down.
Get him off there.
Well, we love you guys. Go to yeeyee.com to finish up this spring launch before that stuff gets sold out. And we'll see you next time.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.